this is Michael Bozy. Welcome to Marketing Without the Marketing, where I try to teach you everything that I know about content marketing 10 minutes at a time. Hope you've enjoyed the podcast so far, especially if you're a regular listener. Today's topic is a really important one. It's timing and frequency in your content strategy. You know, I spend a bunch of time talking about this really throughout the podcast because it's so important, but I thought it was worth devoting an entire episode to just because of that. You know, any content strategy starts with good content, right? That almost goes without saying. If you're not producing good content, a content strategy or content marketing as a part of that is not going to work for you. That's pretty obvious, right? But creating, developing, propagating good content, that's really only the beginning. I mean, there's so many factors that go into a content strategy. And, you know, this concept of timing and frequency is a really, really important part of that, right? So timing, think of that as when does your audience want to hear from you? And frequency is how often do they want to hear from you? Now, of course, there's an art to this, and it's going to make a huge difference to how your content is received. Now, it won't surprise you to hear me say this, especially if you're a regular listener, but the secret is that it's not up to you. It's about your audience. Let them make the decision. Let's talk about how to do that. Let's start with timing. Now, good content is not just about what you create. It's also about when you deliver it. Think about this. The right information delivered at the right time is extremely powerful. But the opposite is true, too. You know, if you try to connect at the wrong time, even with the right content, at the wrong time, it's going to yield weak results and actually could, in worst case scenario, damage the authority that you're trying to build. Now, this goes for any type of content. I mean, you can probably think of a time when you've read a book, listened to music, watched a movie, whatever, and think of that book, song, movie. You know that everyone likes it, right? Super popular, but for some reason you weren't into it. All your friends like it, even people that you trust, but it just didn't hit the right note with you. It didn't hit the right chord. It just didn't speak to you for some reason. Now, maybe your instincts were correct. Maybe it wasn't something that was for you. That's fine. But what about those times when you came back to it a year later, a few years later, different state of mind, maybe different set of experiences that you came to it with, and then you actually really liked it? I mean, that's happened to me a number of times. I'm sure you can think of times that that's happened to you as well. In that example, right, the differentiating factor is timing. What hit the wrong note yesterday is suddenly compelling today. Why is that? The content didn't change, right? It was just your response to it. And the timing mattered quite a bit, right? I mean, people say timing is everything. I'm a strong believer in that. It's a cliche. It's a cliche for a reason. Your audience has to be in the right state of mind to connect with you. Now, the frustrating part for you is that it's not up to you to decide when that happens, right? You don't get a say in it. Your audience does. Your audience is the one who's always calling the shots in this because you, running a small business or trying to connect over content, you are serving your audience, right? You work for them, so they get to call the shots. So how do you know when and how often your audience wants to hear from you? Now, if you're just starting, you probably don't know that, right? So basically what you do is you set up an experiment. You try launching different pieces at different times, and you try to find when you get the most engagement. You try to find those dead zones where you get no engagement, and then you learn from that, and then you iterate, and you try another experiment at a different time and see what happens then. So you're continually taking that hypothesis and you're refining it. You're looking at it, watching the performance as it happens live and dynamically, and you're adjusting along the way. Really important part of a content strategy. Just it's always dynamic. It's always in flux. What worked this week might not work next week or next month. You constantly have to be responsive. Now, of course, there's a lot of research about the best time to post in social channels. And as a generalization, sometimes those things work. you know, they can serve as a good set of guidelines, but every audience is unique and you have to find your own optimal times as you engage with your audience. If you're just starting out and, you know, it says that the best time to publish a blog is Tuesday, midday Eastern time. Okay, great. That's fine. But that may not be the case with your particular audience. For instance, I have a client who publishes every week on Friday morning. Now, Friday is a terrible time for me to publish, just in my own experience. But for this particular client, it works great. We get great results on a Friday. And if you were to read all the blogs or the other data on this, the general data, you know, most people would probably recommend not doing a Friday. But hey, it works for some people. So all I'm trying to say here is maybe start out with those assumptions, but constantly put them through testing to make sure that you're getting the most out of it. Find your own optimal times as you engage with your own audience. Now, of course, there's one other thing you can do too, right? If you've developed a nice bi-directional, you know, rapport with your core audience, you can always ask them, hey, when do you want to hear from me? What's the best time for you? You know, and if you have a really good core audience, it might be worth paying attention to that. And they might tell you directly, hey, I want to hear from you on, you know, Wednesday in the afternoon. You know, and then it's up to you to decide whether that actually makes sense for your entire audience or not. You know, so if you've got, if you're really in touch with the key influencers, you know, why not listen to them? All right, so let's turn our attention to frequency. This is a little bit different, right? It's still timing, but this is really timing over time, right? How often are you going to be posting or how often are you going to be interacting with your audience? And, you know, the thing that I say here is there's really one simple rule. Exercise restraint. With every single piece of content you share, you're developing your brand. Social media provides an unfettered platform, and that can be a problem. Everybody has a friend who posts way too much on Facebook, right? So you can relate to this. You know, if you get the frequency right, your content is welcome. But you post too much and you risk actually diminishing your authority. People start scrolling right past your Facebook posts or deleting your emails without reading more than the subject line. So you got to get this right. You know, just because you have this unfettered platform doesn't mean that it's a challenge to pump out as much content as you can, right? It's not about the quantity, it's about the quality. There's already so much noise out there in the social space, right? You don't want to be contributing to the noise. If you post too much, even if it's good content, think about that. And in that good content, you post too much, it runs the risk of becoming noise. And noise is not going to get you noticed. It's just going to be sort of a part of that. And that's the tough thing about it, because you can be producing really good content and still wreck it by getting the frequency wrong. Now, of course, just like in the example of timing, you've got to treat this in sort of an iterative fashion. You got to find the rate and the frequency that works for you. And again, you're producing this content for your audience. It's not for you. This content is not you. It's not yours. It's for your audience. You're doing it in service of them. So yes, try different strategies, but try to settle on something that works for your audience. It's got to be about them. And think about that. When you're doing that, it's going to build trust, reliability, and it's going to actually strengthen your connection to your audience. So look, timing and frequency, incredibly important to your content strategy. When you find the right timing and frequency, you can tune it perfectly so that your posts are not just welcome, right, but they're even anticipated. So think of how cool that is, right? Imagine that you have someone anxiously waiting for your next post. Right? That right there is kind of the holy grail, right? If you're producing enough value and you're doing so consistently and you've got the timing and the frequency right, that people are actually anticipating it. They're waiting for it. They're not just sitting through it. They're not just suffering it. They're not scrolling past it. They're actually waiting for it. If you can get to that, you win. All right, that's probably about all I got to say about timing and frequency, or at least for now. I'm sure it will come up in other episodes just because it's so important. But anyway, hope that you find this helpful. There's a lot more on all of this, content strategy and content marketing as a part of your overall content strategy, on my website, michaelbosey.com, or here on Control Moss Media. Please subscribe to the podcast, leave a rating or review. It helps out a lot. And thank you very much, as always. We'll see you next time.